So this is Mark with suburbculture.com, and I'm very, very happy indeed to be joined by Hannah Schneider. Hannah, how are you doing?
Good. Very good. A little tired from yesterday, but good.
Well, I should explain probably to everyone who's listening that you flew in, especially from Copenhagen last night, to join us for the suburbculture Christmas party.
Yeah.
So we were partying too late to last night, but having a great time. And it's the morning after the night before, so to speak. So.
Yes.
But thank you for joining us this morning. What I wanted to do is just sort of talk a little bit about you, find out a bit more about who you are, because we stumbled across you from a reviewer who'd seen you in Copenhagen and was a massive fan and introduced us. So if you can tell us a bit more about who you are and a bit of background, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah, well, I'm Hannah Schneider, and I grew up in Copenhagen, Denmark. I have been singing all my life, but at some point I figured out, you know, I was interested in small keyboards and weird geeky stuff, and I started recording my own music and writing myself, and so that's developed into my solo project, also called Hannah Schneider, and I've released some albums in my own name, and now I'm signed here in the UK, and I've been touring here a little bit. So my sound is electronic, and when I play both with a band, but also very much solo shows, which was what I did yesterday, which is me and loop pedals and small gadgets that I push and play with.
So. Well, this is it, because we were amazed at the sound that came from such a very small setup. Because I hate making comparisons from artist to artist, because I think it's always a little bit, well, from my opinion, a bit shady, but I'm a massive fan of London Grammar, and I think it was a London Grammar straight with Birdie.
Yeah.
Kind of setup. It's a phenomenal sound, absolutely brilliant. And for anyone who's listening who hasn't heard Life is Easy, I recommend listening to it now, because it is a phenomenal piece of work.
Thank you.
And how has, you know, your sort of, you've got a number of albums, sort of Red Lines from 2014, I believe.
Yeah.
And, you know, what are your favourite pieces of work that you've done in the last sort of 5 years? Because you've done quite a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. I can't sit still in one place. I love doing Red Lines because that was sort of a bigger production with some guys that I really like that I work with. But actually, my very favourite process was to do the album before that called Me Versus I, which was only me in my kitchen producing this album. And because I never really learned how to do a cool beat on the computer, I started just recording small sounds like door slamming or, you know, touching the table, or and then sampling them and using them as sounds and making beats out of that. So that was the greatest process. And I think I sort of developed as a producer doing that. I had no idea what I was doing, but that's sometimes a good idea, I think.
Well, I think it's worked very well.
Oh, thank you.
It's worked very well. And the feedback we had from the audience last night was fantastic. Everyone had such a great time. So what have you got coming up? It's obviously 2016's just around the corner. Exciting times ahead, I hear.
Yes. Well, I'm involved in 1,000 different projects. And I'm very much in the middle of writing and recording. So that's going to be the next two or three months. I'm going to lock myself into the studio, but still, because I play alone, I sometimes, you know, get a gig 2 weeks ahead and I travel somewhere and I play the gig, but mostly writing, and I have to sit still and do the album. My label tells me.
Going back to the creative process, is it something which you find is very hard to do? It's kind of like sitting still and doing it, because I know you have a lot on your plate with lots of gigs and tours coming up and stuff, but do you find sitting down and actually creating the music the fun part, or the sort of the pressure, or how do you cope with it?
I love that part. I think the first part of writing an album is the best, and where you just have the ideas free flowing. I think the very hard part of all of this is where you have to clean it up and, you know, get feedback and sort of try to collect something that fits together, and all that sort of around the actual writing. That's my least favorite part.
Okay.
But this is what is coming up right now is my very favorite part, I think.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
And obviously you're no stranger to London at all, but what are your favorites for sort of experiences of London when it comes to sort of gigging? Have you got sort of like a highlighter, apart from obviously last night, which was, I'm guessing,
yeah,
one of your biggest highlights?
It was
highlight.
A good night. Well, actually, I played St. Pancras Old Church in June, and that was a fabulous show. I think it was packed with people. It was sunny outside, and the the sound in the church is just so amazing, and also for my sound, it sort of gave a whole new level to it, I think. And I generally find audience very nice over here. They react very much. You can see it in their faces when they like it, and they come up to you afterwards. So I really enjoy playing here.
Yeah, I think we found that last night with the atmosphere as the music went up, peaked and troughed, and as it got more exciting and higher and lower,
yeah,
the audience reacted in exactly the same way, which
yeah,
is amazing to see.
Yeah.
And obviously it wasn't quite the same venue as St Pancras Old Church, but great to see still.
Yeah.
But what sort of drives you? What's your sort of biggest focus? Is it a case of the creative sense of it, or is there a goal in mind? Where do you want to be in the next sort of 5 years?
Actually, I have to keep being curious. That's my main thing. Okay. Because if I do an album the same way as I did the last, I find it a little, I don't know, I have to do something different. It can be learning a new instrument, or you know, writing in Danish, which I've actually experimented with. I don't think it's going to be on the album, but just to sort of keep, you know, turn it around all the time. That's what I love about it, and that you actually have that freedom. I can't think of many lines of work where you can just, you know, flip the coin and do whatever you want to do. And that's what drives me, I think.
That sounds amazing. Well, I know you have a flight to catch,
yes,
so we'll keep this very short and sweet.
Yeah.
But if we could say a big Merry Christmas in Danish, that'd be awesome.
Glædelig jul is what it's called. Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you, dear. Have a fantastic new year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.